You're listening to Fritz and Friends on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
Come on. And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, Scott Eckersley producing 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me now on the phone, Ray Holman, who is legislative liaison with UAW 6000. Good evening, Ray. How are you?
How's it going, Cheryl?
It's going all right. A really busy and kind of exciting day in Lansing for union members yesterday. I happened to be downtown and saw the gathering. A large number of union folks gathered to protest the emergency manager bills at the Capitol yesterday.
Yeah, there sure was. I'd say there was at least 2,000 or 3,000 people, and you have to excuse me, but I was yelling so loud I lost my voice, so I'm a little hoarse today.
Well, between your yelling and my cold, we're quite a pair here today, Ray. You were at the gathering as well. Tell me what the atmosphere was like and what the folks gathered to do.
Well, as you know, Cheryl, I was also in Wisconsin, and it started feeling like Madison for about, I'd say, an hour and a half. It got really loud. We had all three floors filled at the Capitol, and everybody was chanting, "This is what democracy looks like." And I'm told by some contacts I have on the Senate floor that it actually disrupted the business in the Senate because it got so loud. So that was a really unique experience, I think, for Lansing. And I talked with some longtime reporters who said they'd never seen anything like it. Now, it didn't last as long as Wisconsin, but we had it rocking there for a little while.
It wasn't just outside. You were in, like as you said, you in the rotunda and then right outside the doors of the Senate, I'm hearing.
Yeah, we're outside. The Senate galley was packed, and we got flooded out. And so there were so many people there that they were on the bottom of the rotunda floor and then up all three different levels. And everybody was chanting. It was very peaceful. I mean, nobody got out of hand. There's no profanity or anything like that. As a matter of fact, different school groups came in the middle of the protest, and everybody let them come and sit down in the rotunda, and we all cheered the kids. And so it was a really positive experience, and it was good to see everybody coming together, and, you know, that's what democracy is.
Can you imagine the experience for those school kids with a previously planned school trip?
Exactly. It must have been quite an experience for them.
Well, you were there protesting the emergency financial manager reform bill. Didn't like the union folks, not a fan of that. It did end up passing the Senate today. What are your thoughts now?
That's right. It passed 26-12 strictly on a party line basis. All the Republicans voted yes. And all the Democrats voted no. Of course, the Republicans control the Senate, so they won that. It's basically a done deal. They're going to have to reconcile a few things with the House that passed it earlier, and then the governor will have about 10 days to sign it. But, you know, we're opposed to that bill because it takes away people's ability to collectively bargain. It disenfranchises voters because what happens is an emergency manager can go in and basically take over a city or a school district. And one thing about the bill that I don't think many people realize is after the emergency manager for the school district or city leaves, there's no collective bargaining for an additional 5 years. So it's very, anti-democratic measure.
Well, and that was the concern of some folks I talked to yesterday as well, that the folks who are elected to run municipalities and to do collective bargaining and so forth are just plain taken out of the picture.
Exactly. Yeah. Unfortunately, the manager comes in and then they have to leave. And you know what's funny is they also approved a salary of up to $159,000 a year for this manager, and that's more than Rick Snyder makes. And of course, Rick Snyder's donated his salary, or at least he's only accepting $1 a year, but the governor does not even make that much money. So these managers are going to be making more money than the governor, and you know, we think that there's different ways to go about helping some of these communities and districts that are having financial problems.
Well, what are some of those ways, Ray? Sorry.
Well, I mean, I think a lot of it can be done at the bargaining table. And, you know, for our unit, the Local 6000, you know, we have worked with different administrations to save the state over $750 million. And, you know, the best way to do it is sitting down and working on the problems together, the people who live in the communities, because then you get everybody, they buy into it. You know, you sit down and you say, this is how much money we have. These are the services that we need to provide. You know, what can we do? And then that way, the police, the firefighters, the school teachers, everybody understands it, and they own part of the problem, and you resolve it together. And again, you know, we have Local 6000. We've been able to help the state close its balances books every year, and I'm sure we're going to be asked again to do that. And so, you know, that is the way to do it. That way, it's a democratic process. Everybody's involved. I mentioned earlier, it's a little bit like Madison there yesterday. And the reason they're fighting so hard in Madison is about collective bargaining, you know, and taking away those rights. We understand that people are going to make some hard, have to make tough decisions. But again, let it be democratic.
Well, and it looks, you know, since you were in Madison, I feel like you're connected to that now, besides being, you know, a union member. It looks like there may be some doors opening to a little bit of a compromise or somebody given a bit there with Governor Walker saying that, you know, kind of opening the door for it.
Yeah, I sure hope so, Cheryl. I just left the Capitol, so I haven't had a chance to check the news, but I have heard some rumors to that effect. I listened intently. You interviewed a senator last week from Wisconsin. I listened closely to that and found as best I can. But hopefully they can resolve that situation and keep intact collective bargaining rights.
And the supporters of the legislation today on the emergency financial managers, the supporters say it's because earlier intervention, that's what it would lead to before problems got so bad. Are you not buying that?
Correct. We're not buying that. I mean, the problem is there are already mechanisms that exist right now. And the thing is, it's too drastic. I mean, the fact that you would come in and actually take out the city, the elected officials and disenfranchise the voters, I mean, we believe there's ways to address the problems short of doing that. I mean, these are basic fundamental democratic principles that the nation's built on, and it's just that drastic. I mean, like I said, after they leave, you got to wait around another 5 years to even have opportunity to go back to the table and negotiate. And one thing for school districts, Cheryl, they're not cities; they can't raise money. So, I mean, they're really going to be over a barrel.
Well, yeah, I'm talking later to the city manager of Jackson, said basically the same thing. If a car company goes out of business, that's one thing. He says, but, and you know, they have a way of raising money. Cities have to raise taxes to do that.
Correct. That's right.
Okay. Well, gosh, Ray, you've become a regular on the show. I appreciate you coming on all the time.
Yeah.
And there'll be another issue in a day or so. I mean, the story isn't over. Perhaps the emergency financial manager's story is over, but there'll be another issue with the unions here coming up. And I always appreciate the time that you spend with us helping to explain it.
Thanks a lot, Cheryl. Appreciate it.
Very good. Speaking with Ray Holman, who is legislative liaison with UAW 6000. Always an interesting story. Things are changing fast on the political front. When we come back on Fritz and Friends, we will be speaking with East Lansing's new police chief, Julie Liebler, just named today by city manager Ted Stanton. Also, we'll be talking with Warren Renando, as I just said, Jackson city manager. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.